Welcome to What's On Your Mind podcast with me, Michelle. Here we're going to talk about everything that's on your mind, things that are keeping you up at 2 a.m. in the morning, or random thoughts that you're having when you're in the shower. You will laugh or cry, but at least it's spoken and it's not just buried inside your mind. Hey, 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 what is up, you guys? Welcome back to What's On Your Mind podcast. This is episode number 10, and I am so excited that we get to the point where it's double digits now. And I'm so excited to have you along for the What's On Your Mind podcast journey. And thank you for being here again. So today, I want to talk to you about stop breaking promises to yourself. I think you and I know how easy it is to do so. I mean, have you told yourself, oh, I'll do that tomorrow? Or maybe, oh, I'll start on Monday. Or maybe you're like me, you have a little OCD with time. Maybe a little crazy. Like, the time right now is 2:01 and I am in need of coffee. I need it like right now, probably. I can't stop yawning and a cup of coffee sounds so good right now. But I'm gonna stand up in 4 minutes to make it even 2:05. If you know what I mean, right? I know I'm not the only one. All right, I'm back with my coffee now. So now ask yourself, how many times have you said to yourself that, oh, I'm going to do something tomorrow? Like, say I want to clean my closet tomorrow. Or, hey, I'm going to start on a diet tomorrow. Or, hey, I'm going to start running on Monday. I'm going to start going to the gym next week. And actually, when the time comes, you're not doing it. Have you done that before? I'm sure you have, because I have done it myself too. And I think that's just a normal thing to do for a human to do, right? Now, ask yourself again, why do we do that? Why do we keep doing that? I mean, we say we're going to do something and we end up doing it. If you haven't listened to my first episode, you totally should. And it kind of relates to this. In that episode, I talk about how fear comes from a part of the brain called amygdala. This specific part of the brain also integrates emotions and emotional behavior and motivation. So our brain has an autopilot mode and emergency mode, and our brains love the autopilot mode. So anything that is not an autopilot task, like anything that is not a habit for us, it'll see it as a threat, or it'll see it as an emergency. So the amygdala will kick in and see anything that is not part of our routine, or it's not part of something that's easy for us to do, if it's something that's uncomfortable, or if it's something that requires us to do something more than we normally do, it will see it as an emergency. It will see it as a threat. So it'll pull the emergency brake to stop you from doing whatever it is you said you were gonna do. Mel Robbins, I don't know if you know her, she is very known by her famous 5-second rule. She said that we all have our own inner snooze button, and we hit it when we don't feel like doing the thing that we said we were going to do. So the truth is, if you wait until you have the motivation to do it, if you wait to feel like doing it, you're not going to do it, because you will never feel like doing it. When we were kids, our parents made us do the things that we don't want to do because we won't. And when I was a kid, I didn't want to learn how to play keyboard, but my parents told me to, and I am so glad that they did. And I didn't want to do my homework, but my teacher told me to, and my parents told me to. The thing is, we will never feel like doing it unless it's an easy thing to do, unless it's not a hustle for us, unless it's in our normal routine. Because again, our amygdala doesn't want us to do the things that we don't need to do. It just tries to keep us safe, and it just tries to keep us from doing anything stupid or from doing anything that more than minimum tasks, like bare minimum. So now that we're aware of amygdala, our own inner snooze button, today I thought it'll be a good time to share with you why you shouldn't break any promises that you made to yourself and how to do so. So more often than not, promises that we made to ourselves have the purpose of bettering ourselves in some way. Maybe you want to start saving up for a special trip, or maybe you're like me and you want to start running to trick your brain to not hate running so much, or Maybe you want to start a new habit of waking up an hour earlier every morning to enjoy the quiet time for yourself. Whatever it is, whether it's for health or for sanity or for self-love, there's a reason why you made the promises, right? There's a good reason or multiple reasons why you want to better yourself. Now think back to times when your friend breaks his or her promises to you, like multiple times, or when you were stood up by someone, or when your friend is super flaky and saying that she will watch Grey's Anatomy with you and she ditched you to go on a date. Imagine how that feels. Every time they break a promise to you, saying that they're gonna do something and they're not ended up doing it, you will feel hurt. You feel hurt, you feel unimportant, and you feel disappointed in that friend who canceled on you multiple times. And then the next time this person comes to you and saying that this person will do something for you, will help you or will be there for you, would you take their words? Would you believe what they say? You get my point, right? This is pretty much the same thing as what we're doing to ourselves. When we break promises to ourselves, realize it or not, we're making a track record of ourselves. If you make a promise to yourself, if you set up a goal, say that right now I am saying to myself that I am going to run a 10K this year, my brain will calculate the probability of that happening based on my track record, my past experience. When you keep breaking promises to yourself, you unconsciously start to feel yourself as flaky or as unreliable. I know ditching a workout or an hour that you set yourself to vacuum your house or to clean up your closet or any other commitment that you previously made to yourself doesn't seem to be a big deal. It's only an hour that you said that you were going to do it and you're not doing it. But the thing is, it is a big deal. You're making a track record of yourself. Eventually, you will start to view every goal or commitment you make for yourself as optional. Don't make yourself as an option, because you're not. You're a priority. So whatever track record you set for yourself is where you end up with. Now that you know why it's so important, how do we stop breaking promises to ourselves? I can be honest with you that I'm still figuring that out. I still break promises to myself. I still break commitment that I made to myself. But right now, I try to be intentional about it. Right now, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to try my hardest to complete it, or I'm just going to say I'm not going to do it now. I've said it before, just like any other skill, trust is also a skill. You need to practice it to improve it. Trusting and believing yourself take practice too. And those things are important. Learning to keep promises to yourself will add more meaning to the track record that your brain keeps tabs on. Start with something small and be specific about it. That would be my first step in stop breaking promises I made to myself. It feels so overwhelming when you have a big goal and there's a voice inside of you saying that you won't be able to do it, you're not gonna do it. Even more overwhelming when you get reminded of the past when you say you would do it and you didn't. So by starting small, you're building that confidence in yourself. Instead of committing to make time for myself or be a healthier me or clean up my whole closet, start by saying, I'm going to set aside an hour a day to pick up a book and read. Or I'm going to take a walk outside for half an hour. Or I'm going to start by folding my laundry. So start with something small and build up from there. Because again, you want to build a confidence in yourself so that your brain can go back to you and see the things that you've done. Next, be careful with what you commit yourself to. It's not only important to start small, but to also be mindful of what you're committing yourself to. It's so easy to say yes to all the things that sounds good for us, right? Like, yeah, let's go on a diet, or let's volunteer our time, or let's do this and let's do that. But here, I want to tell you that by doing so, you're setting up yourself for failures. Slow down your yeses. Commit to things that you know you can get it done. Because this is important. I feel like I've said it so many times in this episode. But again, you're building something that your future self will look back to and depend on. I know that, and I said no, not think. I know I can run a 5K because I've done it before. I know I can move across the world and be so independent because I've done it before. I know I can do it because I've done it. And I'm here to remind you that you know, not that you think. You know you can do it because you've done it. And if you haven't done this specific one you're thinking about right now, it's time to make that new record. So whatever track record you set for yourself is where you'll end up. Unless you fight through it, unless you fight through your amygdala and change your pattern. It's simple to get what you want, but it's not easy. You have to force yourself. Don't wait until you feel like it, because you won't feel like it. You won't feel like going to the gym after a long day of work. You won't feel like waking up in the morning, going out of that warm, cozy bed into a cold room. You will not feel like doing that. But the only way you'll get yourself to do it is by forcing yourself to be uncomfortable, forcing yourself to get off your own head. I've read from a book once saying that no one talks to yourself more than you do. And I have a funny story about this. I think I was 5 or maybe 6. I don't quite remember how old I was at that time. But I remember coming to my mom and I said, "Mom, I have an emergency. I have somebody in my head. Like, I don't know how and I don't know why, but I hear voices in my head telling me to do things or just having a conversation with me. And I freaked out. I don't know. It's just so funny. And it was just me talking to myself and me telling myself to do things and me having conversation with myself. But I thought that somebody was inside my head. But anyway, yeah. Sometimes the thing that we talk to ourselves are not so nice. We are our worst critics. And if we broadcast the thing that we say to ourselves, we wouldn't want to hang out with the people who talk to us the way that we talk to ourselves. Sometimes we are just so mean, and sometimes we are just not very supportive to ourselves. So we have to force ourselves to get out of our own head, because sometimes we just get stuck in it. The next thing, we have to force ourselves to get past our feelings. This is different with the kind of feelings I was talking about with Billy last week. This is the feeling that has been screwing you. This is the feeling that if you listen to it, if you listen to how you feel when it comes to what you want, you will not get it because you will never feel like it. Mel Robbins, she said that we all have impulses. We have an idea. But if we don't act on this idea, if we don't marry the idea with an action within 5 seconds, your brain is gonna pull the emergency brake and kill the idea, even though the idea might be good for you. The truth is, it's not that we don't have any ideas. It's not that we run out of ideas. We normally wait until we get the motivation or until we feel motivated. But the thing is, we will not feel motivated. We will not find that motivation. We just have to push through it. The problem is not the lack of ideas. The problem is we don't act on it. So the next time you have a thought or you have an idea of maybe I should go outside and walk around, or maybe I should eat cleaner today, maybe I should skip soda and just drink water, count down from 5. So you count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then just get up and do it. Don't give yourself longer than that. Don't give yourself longer time to think about, oh, I'm so lazy. Or don't give yourself time to think, to make up excuses. When you count down from 5, so you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it distracts your brain to make up your excuses. So I'm just gonna wrap up with this. It's probably gonna be a shorter episode, but I feel like I get my point across. Before we make promises to ourselves, we should ask ourselves if we really mean it and listen to the answer. Deep down, we know the answer whether or not you're serious about the commitment you're about to make. If we're not serious about it, then don't make it. If we're not going to make the effort to commit to the promise that we made to ourselves, don't make that. You're in control of that. Keeping promises to yourself is more important than keeping promises to others. Yes, I've said that. Why? Because the damage that you do to your relationship with yourselves affects every part of your life. Like I said before, hurt people hurt people. So keep your relationship with yourself in check. Treat yourself like you matter and stop breaking promises to yourself. Well, that is all, you guys. That is all I have for you guys today. And what do you guys think? Let me know what you think. I know it's a shorter episode, but I hope that you still enjoyed this episode and I hope that you like this episode. And most importantly, I hope that this episode will help you and this episode will help me too. This episode can remind ourselves to stop breaking promises that we made to ourselves. Okay, please, please, please don't forget to subscribe and rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss out on next week's episode. You can also find me on Instagram at MichelleHR or at What's On Your Mind Podcast. Let's be friends over there. All right then, I'll catch you guys next week. Bye.